All right, welcome in everyone, kicking off another deep dive here. And today we're going to be focusing on someone I think we all know and admire, the incredible Angela Bassett.
Yeah, a true icon, definitely.
Absolutely. We've got this really fascinating article from Christian Culture News, and I thought it would be so interesting to kind of dig into it together and explore, you know, the significant impact that her faith has had, not just in her personal life, but also on her amazing career.
I think that's a great approach because, you know, we could easily just spend the whole time listing her accolades and iconic roles.
Wow, right? For sure. So many.
But this deep dive, I think, allows us to go deeper and really see how, as the article points out, her spiritual grounding has shaped her values, her incredible strength, her career choices, and, you know, that inspiring public image she has.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about going beyond just the surface. So let's start at the beginning. Angela Bassett was born on August 16th, 1958 in St. Petersburg, Florida. When you were looking at her early life, what really jumped out at you about those early influences and how her faith was first kind of nurtured?
Well, I think what's really interesting is the family context. You know, the article mentions her parents being activists. And although her father wasn't consistently present, it's clear that her mother, Betty Jane, a nurse, played a hugely influential role. I mean, not only did she encourage Angela's dreams, but she also really emphasized a strong spiritual foundation.
It's powerful, right? Even in a single-parent household, that commitment to faith was so central.
Absolutely. You know, it makes you think, like, in those times of, you know, maybe an uncertainty or change, having that bedrock of faith can provide stability, a sense of grounding.
For sure. That makes a lot of sense. And it wasn't just about individual belief either, right? The article really highlights that consistent church attendance was a big part of their lives. It seems like that provided such a strong sense of community and shared values for the whole family.
Exactly. And I think if we kind of zoom out and consider how being part of the community shapes a person, especially when you're young, that early and consistent involvement in a faith community would offer a really profound sense of belonging, like a support system.
It's almost like a built-in network of people who understand and share your values.
Right, and the article even hints that this early immersion in faith became a source of strength for her later, especially when she faced challenges in her career, you know, from Yale onward.
It's like those early lessons in resilience, you know, those moral principles she learned, they were all interwoven with that early faith experience.
Absolutely. It wasn't just about theoretical beliefs. It was about embodying them, living them out through the good times and the bad. And actually, speaking of family influence, the article brings up something else that's really intriguing, the role of her great-grandfather.
Yeah, that detail really stuck with me, too. Her great-grandfather was a pastor, which, you know, carries a lot of weight, especially in a family and a community.
Absolutely. It's important to understand that, you know, a religious leader, especially back then, often served as a moral compass for the extended family. And the church, in that setting, becomes more than just a place of worship. It becomes a center of resilience, perseverance, you know, overcoming hardship, and importantly, compassion.
It's like a microcosm of those values, right?
Right. So imagine growing up surrounded by that kind of environment. It would profoundly shape her understanding of the world, her ethics, even her approach to decision making. And you can imagine how helpful that would be, especially when navigating, you know, the sometimes challenging world of Hollywood.
Totally. It's like a foundation that helps you stay grounded.
And it raises an interesting question. You know, even if it was indirectly through family stories and the values he embodied, could his influence have played a role in her choices later on in terms of the role she took on? Like, did she gravitate towards roles that resonated with those early lessons?
It's so fascinating to think about how those foundational stories we hear as kids, they shape us in ways we don't even realize.
Exactly. And the article seems to suggest that those early faith lessons, those moral principles, they've definitely echoed throughout her life, personally and professionally.
It's like a ripple effect. And it wasn't just about the formal church setting either, right? The article also talks about her involvement in Sunday school and the choir. And those seem like such formative experiences for any young person.
Absolutely. And what's insightful is how they provided both structure and a sense of belonging. You know, Sunday school wasn't just about, like, rote religious instruction. It was about social interaction,
mm-hmm.
learning those fundamental values, you know, compassion, respect, giving back to others. And being part of that created a sense of connection with other kids who shared those values.
It's like a shared foundation of beliefs.
Exactly. And then you have the choir, which, while different, seems equally important in her development. I mean, the article even mentions how it helped instilled discipline and a strong work ethic just from those regular rehearsals and performances.
And you can see how that would translate to any field, really, that dedication and commitment.
Oh, absolutely. But if we link it specifically to her artistic journey, it's clear how that early experience nurtured her love for the arts and even deepened her spiritual connection. You know, music, as the article notes, is such a powerful way to express faith and really any emotion you can imagine. Think about gospel music, for example, and how it conveys those deep spiritual feelings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's such a power in that.
Right. So it's almost like the choir wasn't just practice for performing. It was training for expressing complex emotions, which, you know, is essential for any actor.
It's like learning to communicate on a deeper level through music.
Exactly. And then going even deeper into her personal life, the article talks about her weekly Bible study sessions with her grandmother.
Yeah, those Wednesday evenings sound so meaningful. It's portrayed as much more than just a routine religious activity, almost like a foundational ritual, you know?
What's striking is the depth of that connection across generations and the consistent engagement with those sacred texts. It wasn't just reading words. It was about deepening her understanding of faith, community, morality, you know, through dialogue and interpretation.
It's like having a living conversation with those texts, right?
Exactly. And the article really highlights the close bond she formed with her grandmother during those discussions, you know, and those Bible stories with all their themes of overcoming adversity, hope, inner strength. They must have become so important to her, like touchstones to return to.
It's like having a whole library of stories that teach you about resilience and faith.
Right. And when you think about the challenges of an acting career, all the rejection, the uncertainty, that cultivated resilience, that determination, it was essential. It's almost like those Bible study sessions were a training ground for facing the world. And the article even suggests that those experiences directly influenced her approach to acting, the roles she chose, how she portrayed characters with, you know, themes of empowerment, integrity.
Like she was bringing those lessons to life through her work.
Exactly. And the article goes on to talk about how her faith was a genuine anchor during tough times. And, you know, in any career, but especially in Hollywood, there are going to be tough times.
Oh, absolutely. It's a demanding industry.
And what I think is really insightful is the connection the article makes between her church upbringing, those principles of resilience and hope, and how they helped her navigate those difficult moments. Think about all the hurdles in Hollywood, endless auditions, rejections, public scrutiny. It's a lot to handle.
It can be really overwhelming, yeah.
Right, and the article really emphasizes how she relied on her faith for support, you know, turning to prayer and meditation as ways to find balance and clarity.
It's like an active practice, a way to stay grounded.
Exactly. It's not just a passive belief system. It's something you engage with. And the article also mentions this really interesting idea, her belief that the story she helps to tell on screen can have a real impact on audiences. It's like her faith provides a unique perspective, a lens through which she approaches her work, and it allows her to portray characters with the depth and authenticity that really resonates.
It's like her spirituality infuses her craft.
Right, and allows her to bring this added layer of meaning to her performances.
Yeah.
So speaking of her work, let's dive specifically into how her faith has influenced her acting career. The article gives some really great examples of this.
Yeah, it's not just a private thing. It really seems to inform her decisions about the roles she takes on and the messages she wants to convey.
Exactly. And the article points out that she's often drawn to characters who embody those core values that are so important to her. You know, things like resilience in the face of hardship, empowerment, the strength of the human spirit.
It's like she seeks out roles that align with her beliefs.
Right. And then there's her commitment to portraying these strong, multidimensional characters, which the article sees as a direct reflection of her spiritual convictions. They use her portrayal of Tina Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It as a great example.
Such an iconic performance.
What's so powerful about that example is how she captures Tina Turner's incredible journey, you know, through so much pain to ultimately triumphing. It's a story of hope, of redemption, themes that resonate deeply in many faiths. You know, overcoming adversity is such a central narrative in so many religious teachings.
It's like a universal story of the human spirit.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not just about individual triumphs either. The article also notes how she chooses projects that reflect her values and advocate for social change, like her role in Black Panther.
Such a culturally significant film.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Panther wasn't just a blockbuster, it was a moment. You know, it championed representation, celebrated cultural heritage, explored these complex issues of identity. And her involvement in such a project, the article suggests, really aligns with those values rooted in her faith.
It's like her faith guides her towards stories that can make a difference.
Right, and it shows a real intentionality in her career choices. And beyond her roles, the article also delves into how Angela Bassett has been very open about her faith publicly.
Yeah, it's something she doesn't shy away from, which is refreshing to see, especially in an industry where people sometimes keep those things private.
I think it's worth noting how consistently she talks about her faith and spirituality, whether it's in interviews, appearances, even her acceptance speeches.
Mm.
It's clearly a very important part of who she is.
And it often seems like she emphasizes her faith as a source of strength, you know, a guiding force, even amidst all the pressure and attention that comes with fame.
Exactly. The article highlights how she regularly talks about her Christian upbringing, those values instilled by her family, especially her mother's emphasis on faith and resilience. You know, she often shares a message of hope, speaks about faith as a source of comfort and strength.
It's almost like she's offering a piece of what has helped her to others.
And what I find interesting is how often she expresses gratitude in her acceptance speeches, acknowledging a divine influence in her life. The article really picks up on that.
It's like a recognition of something bigger than herself.
Right, and that resonates with people, regardless of their own beliefs. And the article suggests that her openness about her spirituality has actually connected with audiences in a meaningful way, maybe even inspired some to think about their own beliefs.
It's like she's leading by example, in a way.
And speaking of leading by example, the article also explores the fascinating intersection of her faith and her dedication to social activism.
Yeah, that's something I really wanted to dig into, is like those two things are so intertwined for her.
What's important to recognize is that her commitment to these social causes, it's not separate from her faith. It seems to stem from it. You know, the article describes her as this powerful figure in Hollywood who is also deeply committed to issues like racial equality, women's rights, healthcare access, and it ties that back to her spirituality.
It's like her faith informs her actions in the world.
Exactly. And they highlight her involvement with organizations like the American Heart Association, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, framing her advocacy for health and youth empowerment as expressions of her faith. You know, it's about putting those beliefs into action.
It's walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
And the article also mentions how she uses her platform to bring attention to social injustices,
mm-hmm.
You know, support movements for change. It's like a continuation of those roles she chooses, that desire to make a positive impact.
It's like she sees that as part of her responsibility.
And the article sums it up beautifully by saying she really exemplifies how a spiritual commitment can translate into meaningful action, reminding us of the power of love, of unity, you know, that fundamental connection between faith and social responsibility.
It's inspiring, really.
As the article concludes, it's clear that faith has been so much more than just a background element in her life. It's been foundational to her success, shaped her identity, guided her decisions at every step, from her childhood to where she is now.
It's been a constant thread woven through everything.
And it's fascinating how that faith seems to come through in her performances. You know, those themes of strength, perseverance, the importance of community, they're all there on screen.
It's like she embodies those values in her work.
And as the article points out, her commitment to giving back, to serving others, it really shows how faith can be a powerful force for good in the world.
So, you know, after diving into this, exploring how Angela Bassett's faith has shaped her path, it really makes you think, how can your own deeply held convictions, whether they're spiritual or something else, how can they shape your journey and your impact on the world? It's a powerful question to consider. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive.